It is indeed great that we can meet and come together at Christ's invitation and listen to the words of that song that all God's people gathered around. Shall we pray? Generous God, you have fed your pilgrim people at your table and united us in love. May this meal sustain us in ministry, expand our hearts with compassion and kindness, and inspire us to soar with the Spirit. Thank you for feeding us at this table today and sending us on our way, refreshed and fulfilled. Amen.
Our readings today begin with an anonymous poem, Kind Hearts. Kind hearts are the gardens. Kind thoughts are the roots. Kind words are the blossoms. Kind deeds are the fruits. Love is the sweet sunshine that warms into life, for only in darkness grow hatred and strife. And from Colossians chapter 3. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And from Galatians chapter 5, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. And from Ephesians chapter 4, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. In this is the word of the Lord.
I hope you have picked up the theme for this morning. Kindness. When I think of kindness, I think of Mother Teresa. Her face comes to mind. In Proverbs 31, the Bible talks about the character of a noble woman as strong-willed, intelligence, creative commitment to work and those around her. Extends her hands to the poor and needy, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. The law of kindness. Mother Teresa, for her kindness, it was not just on her tongue. Proverbs 31 could have been written for her. Kindness is a fruit of a spiritual life. And her actions were louder than her words. We don't remember too much of what Mother Teresa said or what even she wrote down. But we remember her acts of kindness and compassion. And those are the things that I think will be remembered. She will be remembered as a saint. Verse 26 of Proverbs 31 asks us, is the law of kindness on our tongue? Is the law of kindness in our manner? Is the law of kindness in our life? Are we practicing that? So what is kindness? According to the dictionary, it's sympathetic, gentle, friendly, tender-hearted, and generous. Kindness is being gentle, thoughtful, helpful, and forgiving, and at times, especially at times when it would be so easy to perhaps be angry. Kindness much prefers considerateness to anger, leaps enthusiastically over the barriers of inconvenience. Great quote. The kind person persists in behaving humanly, no matter how irresistibly circumstances may tempt one to behave otherwise. Kindness. Someone once said that kindness, and here's another, it's amazing what you find on the internet. Another quote says, "Kindness is the honey that dulls the sting of unkindness when we receive it from another. A kind word can conquer anger, calm the spirit, and even start a friendship." My parents were often kind to us kids. That's what parents do. And I'm sure hopefully my kids would say that I'm kind to them. It's what you do as a parent. However, brother to brother or sister to brother is a different story. For we knew at times that we were not kind to each other growing up. It's just what sisters and brothers do. There are many stories of random acts of kindness. And that was a big thing a few years ago, the theme random acts of kindness. And I think that came about in opposition to random acts of violence. And people started to say, let's turn that around to random acts of kindness. So when we stick money to the parking meter, as we had in the children's focus time, random acts of kindness. As I said, there are many stories, and when you Google kindness, many things come up. Different associations, kindness.com, random acts of kindness, etc. But there's a lot of stories, and I want to share just this one. It comes from 1928 in the Olympic Games, when Henry Bobby Pearce... Yeah, Australian. No, rower. He was in the single scull rowing event in 1928. Apparently, he's a very good rower. This is in the Olympics. He was leading in his semi-final race when a duck with her ducklings were ahead of him crossing the river or the race water thing that you row on. They were on a collision course with Pierce and his boat, yacht, scull, whatever it's called. Sculls. And he would crash into these ducks, sinking probably a few of them. It's not good. So he pulled up his oars and came to a slow stop. When the ducks had passed by, he continued rowing and he won the semi-final. But the story goes on that in the gold medal race, he won gold medal as well. The Bible talks about a lot about kindness and compassion and love. It's something bigger than just being kind. I think there is a God element in this of being kind and kindness. Kindness refers to a kindly disposition to one's neighbor, showing goodness and concern to the other, sympathetic kindness. It can also mean mercy. And we remember the story of the Good Samaritan showing mercy to the bloke who was beaten up. Now, when the Bible uses the word kindness, it doesn't mean the best part of me expressed towards the other. It means something that would be possible, so would not be possible if it wasn't for a gift of God in my life to the other. Imagine for a moment a world in which kindness, not pettiness and evil, is the norm. It might seem like a fantasy to us, but it's precisely the life that Jesus lived, who defined kindness and love and mercy, and whose life literally overflowed with kindness and compassion. The Bible says that each person in faith is given gifts, spiritual gifts for the body. Now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are a variety of services, but the same Lord. And it goes on. As I thought about that, I thought about kindness not as a gift, but as a fruit. As a fruit. Fruit of the Spirit, of the salad. In other words, that which produces or grows out of us to someone. Jesus in John 15 talks about the vine and the branches being connected. Paul says in Galatians chapter 5, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, self-control, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness. Against such there is no law. Galatians chapter 5 says, if we live in the Spirit and we walk in the Spirit, that tells me that the fruit is meant to be given away. It's meant to be used. Fruits are the produce of a life. You plant an apple tree and you get apples, and you pick them and you share them and you give them and you eat them. Kindness is one of those fruits. And the fruit does not really do a lot of good left on the tree. So we have to ask ourselves, I ask myself, am I a kind person? Or what kind of person are we? Is kindness demonstrated in my life? Is kindness a fruit and a gift of the Spirit of God in our lives? Is kindness demonstrated by how we speak, demonstrated how we conduct ourselves, expressed in our overall manner of life? Fruit needs to be eaten. It needs to be consumed and given away. If Galatians chapter 5 identifies the fruits of the Spirit, and kindness is one of them, then the other reading we had from this morning from Colossians chapter 3. Imagine putting on a jacket or a coat. Paul says, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, the church, us, people, clothe yourselves with compassion and kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. In regard to these role models, God in Jesus is our role model for kindness. Without looking any further, we see Jesus, and we see in Jesus the face of God, the one of great kindness. It was John Wesley, you know, the guy from England, great Methodist bloke. He said once, or apparently, do all the good you can, by all the means you can, and all the ways you can, and all the places you can, at all times you can, to all people you can, as long as ever you can. Think about that in the sense of kindness. Is the law of kindness, Proverbs 31 says, on our mouth? Is it in our manner? Is it in our life? May we practice the law of kindness. And in so doing, may our words be kind. May our actions be kind. May our manner or our way of life express kindness. So if our manner is that of kindness, then our actions and our words will follow. And I think our society can learn a lot from our way of life and the ways of Jesus. But I said I had one story. I've got two stories. The last one, a teacher asked the students to tell the meaning of loving kindness. A student answered, well, if I was hungry and someone gave me a piece of bread, that would be kindness. But if they put a little bit of jam on it, that would be loving kindness. So loving kindness, a fruit of the Spirit or the life of God, spread it well. Spread it well. Let us pray. Thanks be to you, O God, for the gifts, kindness, patience, gentleness,